bin, denn dort hat man, das heißt Krishna, Radharani, wandern auch heute noch in Vrindavan und jeden Tag erscheinen sie den ernsthaften Devoti mindestens einmal. Vielleicht nicht in der sichtbaren Deity, also so wie ein Deity, aber durch Kinder, durch Menschen, durch Nilagau-Herden, also durch verschiedene Sachen. Ja, und da ist natürlich dann, fragt man sich, das ist ja nicht der ideale Ort. Was zieht mich in den Westen neben den Aufgaben? Aufgaben ist auch sehr schön. Ja, genau. Yes, I think I should speak in English because Amalananda is here. He has come to help us land, so to say, so that Cook Prabhu is not all day in the kitchen. And he will stay with for a few days. Like always, going for me on this pilgrimage to Vrindavan is both something I aspire for, and at the same time, it is perhaps the most difficult thing, because once you have tasted that there is a reality beyond the reality that the senses and the mind construct persistently, once you have had a little glimpse of that reality, you feel, or at least I feel sad if I don't have it. So there is a little anticipation. I do know that this is not the ideal mood of a devotee, to expect something and want something from Krishna, but I think it is psychologically and humanly very explainable, you know. When I've once eaten a meal that is tasty, then when I sit down at the same place where I enjoyed the tasty meal, I think perhaps it will be similar this time. You know? We feel like this. So it is, as my secret and aspiration is, it's not so secret any longer. And then there is a new area of Krishna consciousness, of bhakti, which I feel my heart is pulling me, and my life is aligning. Das stellt sich so ein, mein Leben. That is this whole area which has to do with, in our tradition we say smaranam, or meditation. No, I'm deeply convinced that we are never really interacting with the reality as it is. We are only and always reacting with our mind and the interpretation the mind gives of that reality. So therefore, I think the most important part in spiritual life is not the external things which you do, not the external successes, but to make the mind transparent, no? That it can realize the deeper truths of our existence. Good. So perhaps I should sing a little, and then I will just share a few Vrindavan experiences. That's usually what pilgrims do. They come home, they say, I saw this, and I saw that. So should we do Maybe go, Katana, ich kann gar nicht mehr die alten Melodien. die alten. Aber, also, der spiritual skyliner, many devotees in India came to Krishna consciousness because of the spiritual skyliner in the CD, and everyone thinks it was me who was singing. Although I say, and I always disappoint them, no, it's Katara. Who's Katara? It's you. Is this your pseudonym name? I said, no, I can't sing so beautiful as Katara. Okay, so who is our Vedanga player? Okay. Yeah. Good. Just very briefly. I think our Gokrishna should sing, actually, because we missed him. I will sing the Pranam mantras and you can sing the...
Thank you. Thank you.
If I can share with you what happened for me during this pilgrimage, I would like to isolate 3 points and 3 examples where I could see these points very clearly. The first is you can only really appreciate Vrindavan when you put Krishna or Radha Krishna in the center and you put yourself in the position of their servant or worshipper, then Vrindavan opens its gate and you enter the Vrindavan flow where you feel the whole day is arranged by Radha and Krishna. This became especially clear to me when I saw Vaishnava Charan Baba the last time in my life. This is a devotee, a very kind devotee, who is the main pujari of Radha Damodar, the beautiful deities of Jiva Goswami at Radha Kund. And somehow over the years, this devotee's heart, I have seen, has softened and he has advanced a lot. We have never spoken with each other, but by glances, by him giving me prasadam from the deities and so on, I could see that he is quickly moving on. And the last years, whenever I visited the temple, I noted the special atmosphere which was created by this devotee. You will find for a cow, first year only a cow who was lying before the deities and looking at the deities and then getting up and standing amongst the ging 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 ging, these devotees who ring the gongs doing aarti. Then I saw dogs, then I saw this huge bull, I mean, whom you don't want to meet when he is upset with something. And many devotees crowding this temple, some reading some scripture, others doing kirtan. This temple, small as it was, had such a welcoming atmosphere, so that both humans and animals felt welcome. I saw there this devotee who had always been a little on the side in the last year. Mantra Rupa was perhaps his name, who said, in this temple, my faith in Vaishnavism was reborn. He was a disciple of Harikesh Maharaj in the old time, very talented. Because of this amazing spiritual atmosphere which welcomed human beings and animals, and only the monkeys remained the monkeys. But that's them. So that was something I really, on the last day when I saw him, he was sitting in the altar room praying to Radha Damodar. You know, it's a very small space, those who know this temple. And he was sitting there. He had a scripture, and I think he read prayers, and he then looked up. And I have this, perhaps it's not a good quality, but I like to watch people when they don't see that I watch them. So I hid myself and watched him. And I saw he was praying, and I could only see he listened for a long time and cried a little, and it was a conversation, a communication, which I was observing. And I wanted to give him a good donation, but I felt I didn't want to interrupt that holy communication. I learned after 2 days that that was the last communication. The next morning he rose at 3 a.m. It was already quite cold, our Hari Seva can tell you. Vrindavan can get cold. He took his bath in Syamakund. It's just, you know, you go through the back entrance of the temple and a few steps down. And he slipped on the alks. He hit his head on one of the steps, and his body was found without the soul. Vaishnava Charan Baba had left. Now when I came to know about this, and then after some, I don't know, maybe 2 days or so, I came and I just told to one of the, there was one other Vaishnava, and I said, just to be sure that it was really my Vaishnava Charan Baba who left. I said, Vaishnava Charan Baba? You know, this gesture means he has gone back to Krishna. And what I noticed, he was not at all sad. He said, like this, happy. And this shows what we people in the West can't understand, that the body is not so important. It's important that the life which you lead brings you back home, back to Godhead. That can only be possible if you put Radha Krishna into the center of your life, and you know that they are the most important in your life. Not your internet, not your this or that. What we Western people. We mix bhaktas always do. And that was so, you know. I felt like crying, or Vaishnava Baba, you know. But he was so happy, real genuine happy, not a sick, psychologically objectionable reaction, but just happy. Krishna, Radha Krishna's in the center in Vrindavan. Another thing I took with me is, I think you know I'm trying to chant many more rounds than usual. So sometimes when I chant in Vrindavan, it's in rare moments because I'm a beginner still, I can feel that under the blaring of the loudspeakers, underneath the litter, the garbage that is all over the place. Etwas muss geklärt werden. Alles in Ordnung. Underneath all this, there is a melody of love. And you can catch it when you chant Hare Krishna. You can catch it for a moment. It's like touching electricity or smelling a fragrance all of a sudden. And I saw one example when we discovered a new holy place. It's called Bichuakund. The Kund, where the toe rings of Radha, where the missing toe ring of Radha was found. We started our Braj roaming there. We had 2 days of Braj roaming. At one, we started our Braj in the beginning. I think, oh Krishna, you were there. And Hari Seva, you were there. And then Gaurahari said there is a saintly Vaishnava there who lives under the earth. I was immediately intrigued. Can we see him? Can we meet him? And Gaurav Hari thought, yes, it's possible. So we went, and he had arranged a cave. It was a hill, and there was a cave. The entrance looked like a Schlüsselloch, keyhole. So it was very narrow. You had to go with a bag, with the feet first. And then you came in the cave on the first level, isn't it? The first level. It was under the earth. I don't know how. Not so much. Maybe 1 meter 80. But then from that cave, he had dug another cave where he did his bhajan. So I don't know how you will feel when there is a sadhu in a cave. He's either a strange bird, psychologically, you know, ein komischer Kauz, in Deutsch, or an enlightened soul, to stay so long in the darkness of a cave. All day. You are a madman or you are an enlightened soul. And so we came in, we said, Baba, Baba, Merina, Sachinanda Swami, Meridesh, Germany. You have to say something to announce yourself. I feel a little foolish saying this. And then this person comes out. He is staying for years under the ground. He puts his shutter down. You can see he's well built. He has a white coat, and he looks at us, and his eyes were so full of light. Did you notice that, also, Hari Seva? It was not my own. I was not the only. He was so full of light in the eyes. And what does he do? He chants from morning till night, nothing else. One devotee asked him, but are you not alone all this time? We need sadhu sangha, isn't it? We have heard. You know, these are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They read the same books which we read. And he said, he was just so childlike and so innocent and pure, saying in Hindi, he was responding in Hindi. Bhagavati told me, I can't speak so good. I cannot speak Hindi at all. So he said, no, I only need Radharani. And my dear devotees, you can't fake this. You can't sit for years in summer and winter and say you only need Radharani and have eyes and which are full of love. You can't fake this. Das kann man nicht vortäuschen. It's either real or... The third thing I wanted to say, so the melody, he caught the melody of Braj, the melody of love, which I feel is there in the chanting of the holy name. And the third is just a very simple realization. I have seen my limits in my spiritual life. I know there are areas where I want to go, which I cannot reach on my own strength. I just know it. I tried it over many years. It doesn't work. And believe me, there are unpublished chapters of my life, which I keep because I am a very private person. Also, not just private, there's other things. I just know I can't go there. So I started to do something. It started with, we bought an Arctic lamp. It's a little Garuda who holds the lamp. And I know when Mahaprabhu had darshan of Jagannath, do you remember? He always stood where?
Garuda.
Yeah, why?
This was the Not
to
get overwhelmed.
Not to be overwhelmed by ecstasy. That's one very good explanation. But there is another one.
Because the Lord looks at his devotee.
Yeah, the Lord looks at his devotee. And Lord Chaitanya thought, I'm not a devotee, but Garuda is a devotee. So the Lord will look in Garuda's direction, then I'm just next to Garuda. Me and the West would say. But Lord Chaitanya wouldn't make this gesture, you know. So that, so I have an arti lamp where I think I'm not a devotee, but Garuda is offering the arti lamp. It was a gift to us, actually. I understand. So I started to make with this idea of every morning a puja to Giriraj, which is very untypical for me, because puja and all this takes place in meditation by me. I'm not a person who is doing these things. So I started to do it because I felt helpless and I felt in need of a divine intervention, eine göttliche Intervention. And I did this for 2 weeks every day. With one exception, but to Giriraj, and I felt, Giriraj, the monkeys are supplied by you, the Nila Gaus are supplied, also versorgt, the ants, the countless pilgrims who have gone here over the millenniums, the sadhus who sing your praises and who circumambulate you sometimes two times a day, they all get something from you. I also want to ask you to give me something. Please help me to go to my next level in my spiritual life. I cannot reach there alone. And I did this helplessly. I did not feel, I felt distressed that I'm such a beginner in spiritual life. It really was distressing for me. You know how you are in Vrindavan. There are different types of feelings, and one is, believe it or not, I feel sometimes humble. And I do feel that something is happening, not because of my own strengths, but because of Giriraj. I do not know where he will bring me, and I do not want to plan it, but I know he's bringing me somewhere to a destination that is not yet disclosed. So these are the three things I wanted to share with you. Krishna's in the center. There is a melody, a fragrance in Vrindavan, which what was his name again? Do you remember? Narayan Baba or something?
In the cave,
yeah. Narayan Baba, which he called the fragrance. Vaishnav Charan is the other, and for the other one, I can only say the ants are the proof that Giriraj takes care of them. And that's how I want to approach Giriraj, as an ant, as a humble devotee, not as anyone else. Yeah, these are some realizations of Vrindavan. Vrindavan remains for me tapabhumi, a place of austerities. It's not easy for me, especially the air. My God, this is such a... The air is becoming a problem there. But I have a Luftfilter jetzt from last year on. I brought an air filter there. Vrindavan is a challenge because for what I wish to do in my private time, I need to hear my thoughts. on my meditations. I need to be aware, and if it's too loud, I cannot hear what my inner, the inner voice is. And that is not so easy to be very. But I found something where I could temporarily find shelter in an underground place, and yeah, it remains Tapabhumi, but I remember Radhanath Maharaj, when he came, he met the first time, he always says he met this Moni Baba. These are people who don't speak, not like our Moni. Moni, Moni Baba, and he wrote on the piece of chalk. Chalk means also tough, and chalk is what he took on. Also, wie sagt man das? Eine Kreidetafel. He wrote, if you stay in Vrindavan like us, you will become mad like us. And this, Prabhupada said, one madness you have to give up, the illusion, which we invest all our energy, and which cannot make us happy. And another madness you have to develop. Madness, Prabhupada's use of English language is maybe not so common. He means an exclusive concentration of the thought. Yeah, this is my little report. I know I must sound to you like someone who comes from planet Mars, has a little antennas, beep, 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 totally different. But is life so boring when everything is the same? yeah, and I'm not, I can only repeat myself. I'm very grateful that you are here, and for me, this is the community I like to be in, because I can I can be the person I am. We also met at the big ISKCON in everywhere. I caused a huge scandal because I saw one very powerful saint, and his people posted it. ISKCON Swami from Germany asked two questions of Premananda Baba, and that went all over the internet. And devotees and this Premananda Baba, very nice Baba, attracts many devotees, also from our congregation. ISKCON in India has become so big you won't recognize it. They build temples, we have wealth, we have influence with the prime minister, we have everything, but we are still searching for love. My late father said, ohne Liebe ist alles nichts. Kennst du bestimmt auch, hat er die bestimmt auch tausendmal gesagt. Ne? So, ja, we are searching. Movement is searching. So yeah. A movement, if you leave it alone, without a totally self-realized soul like Prabhupada, will develop narratives. Also stories, die man sich immer wieder erzählt und die sehr viel Kraft haben. We all live in our personal narrative. I'm so and so, this is important, this is what I know, this is what I don't know. We all, and movements also make narratives. But reality could be something totally different. Yeah. So I'm very happy to be here in the laid back, you say in American English, also in Deutsch sagt man die coole Community. There is not one story, but many. And where we have learned to accept each other how we are and still and support each other the way it is. This is a great benefit, a really great benefit, without so much judgment and so on. Yes, and I'm looking forward. The days are already packaged. I'm starting my German service in tomorrow, I think, you know. And then, the flow will go. Aber am 2. Januar gibt es ein Event in Neuruppin.
Ich glaube nicht. Ich glaube, das gibt es in Colorado.
Ja. Geburtstag, du willst doch Geburtstagsfest ausrichten, oder? Ein Fest. Oder vielleicht nicht an dem genau dem Datum, sondern ein bisschen später. Oder so.
Ja, das muss noch genau
geplant werden.
Geplant werden. Ja.
Das ist schon, ich denke, es ist schön, wenn wir daraus vielleicht ein Community-Fest machen. Ne?
Gute Idee.
Und du kannst Apfelsaft aus, also Orangensaft aus Mallorca bestellen. Ne? Sonnengereiften Orangen. Also Isha macht das ja immer. Ja, anyway, so I'm looking forward. I also, when I was in Vrindavan, I only thought, hopefully I get some rest. And then Bhavananini wrote me also an email and said, there's so much service, of course. You should now take a little rest. And I was happy when I read this, but I hope we can find a little. It won't be that tough, like in, to have two retreats and in between so many visits and to so many saintly people in Vrindavan. I was almost getting overworked, which is difficult, rare for me, but I was, yeah. Also. Fine, yeah, dann würde ich vorschlagen, dann haben wir es, ne?